When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
An American fighter jet shot down a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that had been spotting crossing the United States, officially ending history's most complicated gender reveal party.
You guys see this? Tickets to Beyonce's tour go on sale, and Ticketmaster said that demand is already 800% higher than what's available. Today, the Ticketmaster CEO showed up to Congress like, let's just get these hearings out of the way. Let's just do it.
A new study finds that despite women making less money than men, more single women in the U.S. own homes than single men, thanks to a phenomenon economists call divorce.
Has proposed legislation that would allow residents to carry firearms without a permit. Also, everyone gets to do one murder.
Well, Taylor Lautner thought Twilight fans kind of pitting him against Robert Pattinson's character with the whole Team Jacob versus Team Edward thing.
Yeah.
Was just really kind of weird. During an appearance on the Toast podcast, he said, I do feel like it was very strange sort of traveling the world and being in these different cities and having like thousands of screaming fans either take your side or the other guy's side.
Team Jacob.
Because as far as he was concerned, he's like, you know, like Robert and I were a team. Like we were both just trying to make the best movies. There wasn't a competitiveness between me and Rob, but having that constant reminder, it definitely had an impact.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. I don't know why there's some big resurgence right now of all the Twilight movies, but there's constant marathons on, I don't know if it's Showtime or where, but they're showing them constantly. And Hot Topic has released a whole new collection of Twilight clothes and jewelry and other merch.
Is it like an anniversary?
Tons of it. Well, if it is, if they are selling it, braiding an anniversary, that's not how they're marketing it. Mm. It's just kind of
there.
I didn't even know Hot Topic was a store anymore.
He sure is.
Well, I know he was talking last week. He was on that podcast with his wife or whatever, and he was talking about the, you know, the body issues that he dealt with during those years.
Yeah.
And suffering from body dysmorphia. And yeah, you figure a kid like, he gets hired for a job like that. How exciting is this? You know, it's this huge franchise. It's going to be wickedly successful. People are really excited about it. You're just happy to be there, happy to be on the set. And, you know, you're working with these people and you're trying to make it great. And then you go out and you promote it. And like half of the audience hates you and the other half loves you, and it becomes this weird adversarial thing that neither of you created. Like, the fans did that.
Yeah.
Plus, he had to take his shirt off all the time.
All the
everyone
time.
Everyone was just obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Obsessed
so
with him.
So, I'm sure that really messed with his head.
Sure. I'm sure it did. Well, Kyrie Irving has a new team. The Nets traded him to the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm.
Yeah. Wasn't surprising that the Nets let him go. He'd requested the trade, but man, they wanted him bad. They wanted him bad in Dallas, averaging 27 points a game. Has had just kind of all kinds of issues off the court that have bled onto the court. So he was suspended indefinitely not that long ago for making anti-Semitic comments on social media and refusing to apologize, at least initially. He's getting another chance, though. And this is his fourth home. Cleveland, Boston, or third home. Fourth home. Cleveland, Boston, Brooklyn, and now Dallas.
Wow.
So hopefully he will do well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Leave it there for now. More for it coming up after 7. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got 3 headlines for you. 2 of those headlines are fake. 1 headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a 4-pack of tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party.
What is the party, Jeff?
The Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party is February 18th and 19th at Truist Arena.
I was going to say, it's important to say it's at NKU.
At NKU. Tickets on sale now. Yeah. That's very exciting. Saturday, February 18th, 12:30. Kind of wish it was on Sunday just so we could say Sunday.
Right.
But it's not. It's actually Saturday. You got to say it like they do in the commercials.
That's right.
All right. Let's check the roads. We got Denise standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Morning, Mary. How you doing?
I'm well. Good morning, guys. How is everybody?
Good morning.
Fantastic.
Not bad. Good. Yeah, life is good.
Life is good. We can't complain too much.
Nope.
No.
That would just be annoying anyway.
That's right.
Yes.
You don't want to hear about our problems.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, we're going to try to win you $1,000 here. We got the 1K letter of the day. Inside this very envelope is a letter of the alphabet, which I'm about to reveal here. Once it is revealed, you will have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with that letter. Key to winning is to pass as quickly as possible. And as you know, you cannot use the same answer more than once.
That's right.
I do so well with when other people play.
That's how it usually works, Mayor.
Yep. That
but
is
who
not
knows?
Unusual.
You do it enough times and eventually your day will come.
True. Yes.
You would think, right?
I also, when the ball is chasing you, like when Jeff starts the timer and the ball is coming,
yeah.
I get very anxious as well, Mary, and it's hard to play.
Yeah.
Has anyone played as many times as I have and lost as many times as I have?
I think you are our biggest loser, Mary. I think you are it.
I'll take it.
So you're very competitive, though. We have a handful of people who tend to be better than others, and I'd say you're up in the upper echelon.
Yeah.
You're going to get there one of these times.
Yeah. Yes, you will.
Yeah.
So today you have the letter N as in Nancy.
Nancy.
So
all right.
I've got 30 seconds on the clock over here, and I won't start the timer until Jen has finished asking the first question.
Yep, so here we go with the letter N. Name something you do outside.
Pass.
Something you collect.
Pass.
A singer.
Pass.
Something green.
Pass.
An ice cream flavor.
Nectarine.
A job.
Pass.
An art supply.
Pass.
Something you carry.
Nausea.
A shoe brand.
And pass.
Something square. Mary.
So I'm surprised at you because when she said something green, Nissan.
Yes, and Nike.
You know that trick.
For the love of God.
I made a big mistake.
Yeah,
I made a huge mistake. I'm sitting here looking at a list of words with things that start with N, and none of them make a damn bit of sense.
Yeah. Nas X.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta play, or Nelly, you gotta play without that list.
Nelly,
you
right.
just gotta
I do,
get in
I
your
do.
Zone.
Yeah.
I do much better without that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Something
well,
you
at
do
least I'm the queen of getting through.
That's right. That you are, Mary.
That's funny.
Yeah. Somebody was asking, they said, how do some contestants get in as often as they do? Because I try all the time and I can never get through. And I think one time, didn't you say that you had like, you work out of your office, so you have like multiple landlines that you like dial
three
on?
Landlines,
three
landlines, yes.
Wow.
Two landlines and the fax you can call out on as well. So
that's yeah. But you only got two hands. How do you manage that?
I'm a really quick dialer.
That's amazing.
I don't have a redial. I have to do it.
Wow.
I guess
and now it makes
so.
Me dial the 513, so that's, so I don't, it's just, typist, well, I'm a typist.
That's impressive.
Wow, I didn't know you dialed that quickly.
Dang. Yeah, I'm dialing it every time, not redialing.
Impressive.
If you could just come up with words as quickly as you dial, that would just be.
Hey, that's right.
That's true.
A recipe for success right there. Well, have a great week.
You as well. Yep. I hope I get a chance to play again this week. Have a great one.
You thanks, too, Mary.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It is 8:24. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Weather-wise, looking at a mix of sun and clouds today. See high around 47. Right now, it's 31. Coming up, should you unfollow your friend's exes?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.